If you have your Bibles tonight, you may want to turn to Psalm 119. Those of you familiar with Scripture, the Psalms in particular, will recognize this as the longest chapter in the Psalms, the longest chapter in Scripture. In fact, 176 verses. I'm not going to read it all. I have some amends to make. 2 weeks ago, last time that I spoke on Sunday evening, I raised expectations that I did not meet. I said that we would get out early and beat the kids to the fellowship time, and that didn't happen. So tonight, there's no fellowship, but I intend to be brief, all right? Of course, for me, being brief could mean a lot of things, couldn't it? Wide open. I want to follow up on the sermon this morning from Luke 16. We finished up that, looking at that passage, at pointing out that the rich man's problem, the rich man who died and went to hell or Hades, was that he did not hear Moses and the prophets. Jesus said, whenever the man pled for Lazarus to be sent to his family, his five brothers, Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. And the man said, no. If somebody is, you know, will come back from the dead, they'll hear him. And Abraham said, if they won't hear Moses and the prophets, they won't hear even though someone comes back from the dead. So how do we get people who are dead in their sins to hear Moses and the prophets? How do we get unbelievers to hear the word of God? Well, we pray. We must prepare their hearts through prayer. In Acts chapter 16, verse 14, we read that the Lord opened Lydia's heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul. You see, you don't have control over people's hearts. I don't have control over people's hearts, but the Lord does. And the Lord responds to the prayers of his people. Proverbs 21:1 is a verse that I have quoted or paraphrased many times. And it says, the king's heart is a stream of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he will. And that's not just true of the king. That's true of all of God's creatures. Our hearts are in the Lord's hands. And how is he going to turn them? How is he going to cause the heart of an unbeliever to become open to the word of God? To pay attention to the word of God. Well, I believe that God works in response to the prayers of his people. And I've encouraged you and I've encouraged myself on a number of occasions as we pray for one another to pray the scriptures. That's why we read that passage from Ephesians 3, particularly verses 14 through 21. That is a prayer that Paul prays for the people of God. And as you go through the church directory, which I hope you do with some kind of regularity, and pray for one another, pray these kinds of prayers for one another. But tonight, I want us to think about, what do we pray for unbelievers? How can we pray? Now, these are going to be good things to pray for all of us. But it's prayer for the heart. And it's prayer in particular in regards to our hearts toward the word of God, toward the scripture. So I went through Psalm 119 and I did a search on heart. And I chose seven verses. There are more than seven, and you can go through it yourself. But I chose seven verses just to give to you tonight. If you just want to write the reference down and then read them later, things that can kind of be starters to pray for. We can pray them for one another. And we should, because we all need this, but in particular, perhaps, to pray for those who are lost. that the Lord would open their hearts to receive the word, to be open to his word. So, seven things to pray for the heart from Psalm 119. In Psalm 119, verses 2 and verse 10, we read this. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. Verse 10, with my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. So pray that people would seek the Lord with their whole hearts, that they would not be half-hearted in seeking the Lord, but they would seek him with their whole hearts. That's number one. Number two, verse 7 of Psalm 119 says, I will praise you with an upright heart when I learn your righteous rules. Pray that people would have an upright heart. Pray that you would have an upright heart, that I would have an upright heart as we learn the Lord's righteous rules. And every one of these words, testimonies, commandments, rules, these are synonyms for the Word of God, the Scriptures. So an upright heart to praise the Lord. Number three, a large heart to run the way of the Lord's commandments. Verse 32 says, I will run the way of your commandments when you enlarge my heart. A large heart, or an enlarged heart. Not physically, obviously. That's a bad thing. But spiritually, a large heart. Number four. Verse 36 says, incline my heart to your testimonies and not to selfish gain. Now here we get into something that truly is needed for all of us, but especially unbelievers. That is a heart inclined to the Lord's testimony. Because the heart naturally is not inclined to the Lord's testimonies. Our hearts, our minds are at war against God and against his word. So a heart inclined to the Lord's testimonies, Psalm 119, verse 36. Number five, verse 80 says, may my heart be blameless in your statutes that I may not be put to shame. So a blameless heart in or towards the Lord's statutes, again, towards his word. Number six, verse 111 says, your testimonies are my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. That's Psalm 119, verse 111. A heart whose joy is the testimonies of the Lord. It's that man that the psalmist describes in Psalm 1. Whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and in whose law he meditates day and night. A heart whose joy is the testimonies of the Lord, the Word of God. Number seven. A heart that stands in awe of the Lord's words. Psalm 119, verse 161 says, princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. Whoa. You know, here's the thing. Every one of these passages needs to be applied to my heart first. I need to pray these things for my own heart. Because we should desire to model what it is we would like for those who have not yet found the Lord to experience as well. So as I go back through these, I ask myself, do I have a whole heart to seek the Lord? That is, do I seek the Lord with my whole heart? Or am I half-hearted? Do I have an upright heart? Praise the Lord. Do I have a large heart for God's word and for God's people? Do I have a heart inclined to the Lord's testimonies, or maybe a heart more in tune with the world and the things of the world? Do I have a blameless heart in the Lord's statutes? Do I have a heart whose joy is the testimonies of the Lord? Do I have a heart that stands in awe of the Lord's word? The scriptures say, the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 10, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, the word of Christ. But it's hearing that is accompanied by the hearing that is accompanied by the power of the Spirit of God. And that comes in response to, I believe, our praying. Praying specific things for those that we desire to not lose their soul. To hear Moses and the prophets. To hear Jesus. To hear the Word of God. Now, you know, you can go through the scriptures. I just took one chapter that I knew was committed to exalting God's Word and dealing with God's Word, and found these. But there are numerous other things that we can pray for those who need to have hearts that are open to the Lord's Word.